The power's back on. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
Well, for some people, my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. You have power. I have power.
I do not have power, Paul.
You don't?
I don't. Only you have power, apparently, and many people in town, but not me yet.
Hold it. So you're telling me that for the past 2 weeks, you've had no power?
No power, no hot shower.
Oh,
no
my God.
Yeah, I'm a pioneer. I'm bathing in cold water.
Right.
I have no electricity, no air conditioning. So thank God we had some deodorant stockpiled. But it is not fun, Paul. So when you say the power's back on, be a little more inclusive, not for all of us.
Okay. The power's back on for me. Welcome to Community News, and not Sasha. Welcome to Community News.
Exactly. Well, you and probably 90% of town, but I'm always in that last 10% that they get to at the very end.
Right. Exactly. Well, the good thing is it hasn't affected your mood at all. You're bubbly and happy.
Oh, no. And I'm happy as ever.
And you didn't scream at me before taping or anything like that. So it was perfect.
I never scream at you. I just scream at my family. Right. Do I scream at you?
I guess I'm a byproduct of it. I don't know.
Oh, I thought I didn't scream at you and I just kind of take it out on them, which I'm trying to work on not doing so much.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's a little bit of spillover because I hear the screaming as we're connecting. So.
Ah, that's the problem. You hear me going, I'm banging my head against the effing wall.
Right.
Why isn't the computer working?
Exactly. All right. So I'm sorry that you're without power. Anytime
you
want
to. I'd love to know where I'm broadcasting from right now.
Where is it?
There's a little treehouse in the top of my kids' playset that they used to use when they were little. It's like a little clubhouse.
Right.
I'm up there, okay, with a lantern.
Right.
No joke. So that I can see And I'm literally up here because my neighbor has power. And I found that if I get this close, I can sort of use their Wi-Fi. And that's how I'm up here broadcasting with you in a freaking treehouse.
That is dedication. You
Isn't
are
it?
So dedicated to our fans. It's unbelievable.
I almost wish we were zooming this so people could see like how absurd it is that I'm up in the top of a treehouse in a playset.
How did you get up to that top of the treehouse? That's the video I want to see.
Yeah, there's a little ladder.
Right.
I'm sure I was very graceful getting up there. Right. It's funny that you're like making almost the same exact joke as my 13-year-old. I must really be getting old because the other day my 13-year-old, I said something about running up the stairs
because he was I have no doubt that you can get up it. I'm just thinking about the comical proportions of that quest to get up that ladder.
I've been having
holding the computer and the lantern all at the same time
and a dropping thing because I'm uncoordinated and I have been having weird neck and back pain. So yeah, but anyways, okay, so it's just funny. It just struck me as funny that you sort of made the same joke he made because he was like, now you can't even run up the stairs.
Well, unfortunately after that, Sasha is out of power, so we're gonna have to end this. No, I'm kidding.
You can edit that out if you don't like it. Okay, so let's get to, some people have power back.
All right,
complaining. Everyone's unhappy. But can I just make my one little point about this? I'm fascinated that everyone's acting like this is a first-time event. Every time there's a wind, we lose power in this town. And every time we lose power from a big storm, it's at least a week to 10 days before it comes on. So I'm confused by how everyone's bitching about it like it's some new phenomenon.
Well, I have my power, so I'm not bitching about it at all, so it's okay with me.
Right.
So.
Well, you're like those people. There's also those people with the full house generator who like to get in on the bitching, but they have a full house generator. So, like, basically, they're not inconvenienced for a moment. I think, like, maybe they don't have Wi-Fi, but they like to get in on the bitching, and they're online bitching about it, too. But you're like, wait a second. You have lights, AC. Like, what are you complaining about?
Well, I can see you're in a delightful mood, which only means that school is 2 weeks away and you'll be homeschooling your kids. I'm curious, did you get school supplies this year? That's always an event in your household when you go and get them. But I would assume this year, or did you just do it just to do it?
I haven't done it yet, but it used to be so difficult, as you described, because they make it like you're getting a PhD to get those school supplies. Like, it's not like when you and I were, you know, growing up, just get a couple notebooks, some three-ring binders, and some pens. Now, you know, at least our school district, they give out like a 5-page packet for each grade of the specifics. You need a 1-inch binder or for that class, 3-inch binder. Meanwhile, my kids never used any of the binders. Like, they just have 3- and 5-inch binders sitting there wasting space, carrying shit in their backpack, giving them curved spines for absolutely no reason.
How many of the various staples in towns have you been banned from school shopping because of that? I'm just curious.
Never, my what? Dear, never. Not one.
Office Max, yeah, so then.
While I'm complaining to you about the things that annoy me, I try to act, you know, very happy in person. And also, like, I appreciate, I feel bad for the people working there. It's not their fault,
right,
you know, that the Pecockta School District feels like they need to make somebody pass a PhD thesis just to buy the school supplies.
So know? No school supplies this year because everything is homeschooling.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know. I would imagine they're still going to send us a whole supply list and the kids are going to have to hold it up on Skype. Look, on Zoom, I've got my 5-inch binder. That's only a 4.5-inch binder. Go back to Staples and get a 5-inch binder. But I haven't even looked to see if there's a list this year.
Okay.
I'm so over it. The way everything is now in the world, I feel like, really? I'm just so over all of it. Like, if they learn something, if they don't, whatever.
Well, for those parents who do care, school is 2 weeks away, so go get your school supplies. It is right around the corner. Speaking of books, last year you had the good fortune, I didn't go, of being at the library used book sale. This year, for everybody, it's online.
Remember last year we were wondering if people were standing in line the night before, like for a rock concert ticket?
Right, exactly. It was like old concert tickets, but this was for used books. And this year, there's not even a lineup because everything is online. I guess you scroll through online and say, this is what I want and this is what I'm buying.
Let me tell you something. This year, it's going to be even more all the rage than it was when people were standing like they were waiting for a rock concert. Because I see people complaining about the fact that the library has been closed. You can't go in the library. Only recently did it reopen about a month ago where you could pick out a book and then they bring it out to you at the drop-off. So now everyone's so starved for things to do. I bet you anything, the books now are going to go like hotcakes.
Okay.
It's going to be a hot sale.
Well, the sale starts tomorrow, Wednesday. So make sure to log on to the library website to pick up your used books.
Now, you're a wealth of community service information.
This is what we're supposed to be. I have another one also.
Okay.
We got an email in that yesterday, one of our listeners, their parrot flew away named Squeakers. So Squeakers is somewhere out there flying in Townport. So if you happen to see a parrot, I guess let us know.
Squeakers. Yeah. I'm worried because I'm not sure that Squeakers is going to still be flying, considering we have coyotes, bobcats, bears, deer. You know, we've done some reporting here about how it's like the Jungle Book out here. I don't know how Squeakers is going to make it past all those.
You do realize animals. That a listener is relying on us to get her bird back, and you are putting a damper on it right now that it was a feast, an appetizer for one of the wild animals around
here.
I hope
I didn't just make her cry. I hope you get Squeakers back, but I'm just nervous for you because there's like a whole menagerie of wildlife out there, and I just am a little concerned that Squeakers might not know what to do out in the like real hood. You know, Squeakers has been inside a beautiful, affluent Townport home, living the privileged life, being protected. Now Squeakers is out there with all the animals, you know?
Somehow I don't think you're taking this quite as seriously as you should.
I am. How dare you? I would never joke about somebody's lost parrot.
What's more important, Squeakers or the school supplies at this point?
Well, let's see. I'm going to say Squeakers because I don't think there's going to be jobs for our kids for like 17 years at this point.
My God. You know what? I thought you were depressing about talking about Squeakers' death. Now you just supplanted that. So wonderful job.
I think if your kid is in K-12 at this point, they've got like 17 years before they have to worry about even graduating, you know, whether it's fifth grade, eighth, or 12th. There's not going to be, I mean, many jobs out there for them. You know what's a good job? You know what's a good skill to teach the kids? How to take someone's temperature. There's a lot of jobs now at different stores, entry points, where your child can aspire to take someone's temperature. That's
well,
what's going on.
On that, I'd like to end on a happy note if we can. I understand you told me that you got a new friend
yeah.
request based on our reporting 2 weeks ago of what was going on.
I can only imagine it was from based on our reporting.
So what happened?
It is ending on a high note. I have to wonder if all the other Townfield moms and Townport moms who participated in the conversations about Bradley Cooper being in town with the big movie star trio. I have to wonder, did you all get this too? I get a friend request from Bradley Cooper. Now, I might not be the smartest person in the world, but smart enough to know it's not from really Bradley Cooper. It wasn't a picture of him. It was like in writing and script, Bradley Cooper. So I looked and it said underneath it, international, like he just, this Bradley Cooper actually described his job, international movie star, voiceover actor, and producer. So normally I would just block this because I get all kinds of stupid friend requests from fake people. It's always got fake guys. I always block them. But I'm so bored and I'm so lonely that on August 14th, I see here, I wrote fan page question mark because I just wanted to see what kind of lunatic is sending me a fake Bradley Cooper profile. Here's what they wrote back. Hello, my dear. And I wasn't flattered by that. I'm Bradley Charles Cooper. I'm an actor by profession. Okay. The person wasn't sure that by me writing fan page, I didn't realize they meant the real Bradley Cooper. I'm an actor by profession. You may know me as Jackson Maine because of the role I played in A Star is Born in capital letters, parentheses, movie. So, you know, this is written by someone who thinks they're really talking to brain surgeons. And then it says, it's an honor to meet someone like you. This is a temporary account about me, which I use in communicating with my fans for security purposes. Here's a link about me. And then they linked Bradley Cooper's Wikipedia page, and it says list of his performances. Then he wrote, I'll like to know more about you, if you don't mind. But firstly, are you a fan of mine? And then it has a picture of him with the list of Bradley Cooper performances.
Right.
Can you even imagine anyone falling for this? Like Bradley Cooper is going to sit there, even if you thought that was a cut and paste, he's going to sit there and try to one-on-one communicate with his idiotic fans. So, yep, I got a fan request from Bradley Cooper.
So we're on our way. Bradley Cooper is a community news fan. You heard it here first. He friended Sasha. I don't care if it's fake or not. I'm saying it's real. Bradley Cooper is a community news fan.
Bradley Cooper in town basically got us a fake Bradley Cooper.
Perfect. Even better. And on that note, I will love for you to post video of you climbing down from the treehouse tonight to try to get done when we're done with this podcast.
I'll see if one of the kids can record me with my lantern and my computer.
Perfect.
And not falling.
And hopefully next week you'll have some power and we'll be able to talk. And as always, yes. My name is Paul.
As always, I want to remind our listeners, if you're listening to this show, please, please, please go to where you can rate and review us on iTunes. We need your help. Give us 5 stars. When it says write a review, just write a review, even a couple lines. And we love you, community. Thank you.
Take care, Sasha. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.